from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Thanks for finding us on this Monday to start what is usually the slowest week in sports, but it won't be with Paul Skeens kicking off the All-Star game tomorrow night in Texas, getting the start. And now we know it's only going to be for an inning. There was a rumor out there over the weekend that the Pirates really had to, not push, but they let the Diamondbacks know that their preference would be for him to start. Have you heard this story?
I have not.
Tell me if you buy this. Now, we also have this report now that Rob Manfred was willing to step in and make sure that Skeens started over any other National League starting pitcher because he thinks it's good for business. And guess what? For once, he's right.
I was going to say, I'd like to think that if Skeens somehow played for another team, which sucks to even imagine at this point in time, that I would feel the same way if it was some other team getting a big bump like this from him. It's just good to see baseball apparently trying to actually market its game.
So the rumor with Skeens and the Pirates letting Arizona know, hey, this is what we want you to do with him. We really would prefer that he starts. Has nothing to do with trying to heighten his brand or make him a bigger deal and get more interest in the Pirates and get more jerseys sold and people coming to PNC Park to watch him pitch. Apparently it's because they don't want to change his routine at all.
And this would be like his bullpen session.
But they don't want him to warm up in the middle of a game and come into a game.
So they just want him to continue to function as a starting pitcher.
Yep. So do all his things, throw the football before the game, put that jetpack thing on, take the medicine balls and throw them backwards against the wall.
They're being very...
They do all of those
things.
They're
being very conscientious about how they manage him.
Do you buy that, first of all?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I think they are trying to manage him at a granular level. They are trying to be as careful as they can. And you know what? I know it pisses people off when he gets removed from a no-hitter. I mean, it made me mad in the moment. I wanted to see him keep going. I can't really complain about anything they have done with Paul Skeens to try to keep Paul Skeens the best version of himself. You know why? Because he's starting in the effing All-Star game, at least in part, you would think, because they have done a good job of getting the most out of him.
I did say, though, a year ago when we were getting ready to embark on this Skeens journey, that I felt like he might be F-up proof. That he's just that
good. Yeah, but there's a difference between F-up proof and being this, which is the best pitcher in baseball.
Correct.
So there's a pretty big gulf. Like, he himself said, yeah, I wanted to be an effective major league starting pitcher, like I envision myself hopefully being an effective starter by this point in my career. He's literally the best pitcher in baseball. I think if he has a second half that's like this and he gets close to 150 innings, he will win the Cy Young.
Did you steal that from
Jeff Passan? No, I said that last week. I said that last week.
Do you think this is take plagiarism by him, what he said on McAfee today?
His stuff's so good. Like, are we thinking Paul Skeens should be like the odds-on favorite to win the NL Cy Young?
I think he's got as good of a chance as anyone at this point, and that's with a multi-like head start that Chris Sale had, for example. You know, Chris Sale's been awesome this year. Ranger Suarez has been ridiculous this year. And I think at the end of the year, it's going to come down to just how dominant he's been. We had this case a few years ago when Zach Wheeler had, I think it was like 40 more innings than Corbin Burns, but Corbin Burns's 170 or so innings were so good that it wound up getting him the Cy Young. If Skeens continues through the end of the year pitching like he has right now, I think he's going to win the Cy Young.
So is that just stealing your take?
No. I'm not going to accuse Passan of take plagiarism.
But is that very similar to what you said last week? Is that pretty much
a facsimile of your take? Yeah, I think I just said people... maybe aren't taking this part seriously because the innings he's behind in starts, but very real chance he will do the following. Start the All-Star game, which at that point we knew. Win NL Rookie of the Year, which seems like a foregone conclusion at this point, unless he completely has the wheels fall off. And then win the NL Cy Young. Because I think he is the best and most dominant pitcher in baseball. And if he ends up starting, what has he done? 11 starts. If he gets to like 24 starts or something like that and has an ERA that's around 2.
And you're convinced the Pirates will let him do that?
Well, I think it's innings for them. I think they're doing like the biometric
stuff.
Because
Passan didn't even bring that up. He didn't even mention the fact, well,
I think it's
cool
innings.
Your jets
innings
here.
And biometrics.
They're not going to let him biometrics.
Oh, I think you don't think they have him hooked up to some tracker?
Absolutely. I think they're tracking
they
heartbeat.
They're tracking everything with him. I think that probably
how often he farts.
I think that probably Pony,
in a day.
I think that you laugh. I think that informs their decision to take him out of that game in Milwaukee like, more than any pitch like, count does.
Do you think they've actually had a conversation? Wow,
Paul, how are you pooping?
He had 4 bowel movements today. Is there something we're doing?
Paul,
wrong?
Cut the fiber. Okay, you're regular enough as it is.
But hold on, though. I think that they track it that closely.
Well, who's got to be the employee who's like, Paul? Could you please document your dumps?
Can you take a picture of it so we can see if the coloring
is it too loose?
Seriously, though.
I don't think that they're. I think at a granular level, they stop short of how are your bowel movements.
How about
hydration?
How about give us exactly
what's
give
the
us
color
a report
of your pee
of exactly what you put into your body today? Every food item you had.
I think he would be happy to do that anyway. I think he's that kind of guy. I mean, he talks about being that kind of guy with how he treats his body.
I know, but I'm saying...
Do you remember the Texas pee chart where it said if your pee was too dark, it was you are a bad guy and a bad teammate?
But I'm saying they're doing that.
No, I think they are. I think a lot of teams do that. I don't think they are unique at all in this regard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just being a sponge to everything that, you know, is going on. Everybody that's around. Happy to talk to anybody. You know, meet these guys, stars in the game. You know, but also, you know, being here, it's an honor for me. To be treated in that same conversation.
That is Bethel Parks in Waynesburg zone, Mason Miller and friend of the show on making the All-Star game, the Oakland A's closer. Guy that had issues, health issues, diabetes, was not diagnosed, was struggling at the Division III college level. Got that sorted out, and now throws as hard as Paul Skenes and is the most electric closer in baseball. Goes to show you healthcare matters and your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened today. Mason Miller, a friend of Donnie's. Didn't he text you after he came on with us and is like, tell those guys, I used to listen to them when I was a kid, which made me feel like I was
he
an old
did.
Fart.
Yeah.
We are old
Guess
farts
he was
compared
a
to Mason Miller.
Regular listener.
There's a there's a non-zero chance that a kid right now who's like 10 or 11 years old listening with their dad might grow up to be a pro athlete, like just like that. Like, did J.J. Weatherholt listen to us, I wonder?
J.J. Weatherholt is not a guy that follows me, but is going to murder.
What about Bednar? Did we ever find out if he listened?
No, he did.
He did.
With his old man.
Weatherholt, by the way, for anyone.
Is going to murder the Pirates? Is that your take?
No. For anyone that was hoping, hey, I just want him to go somewhere where I can cheer for J.J. Weatherholt, even though he's not going to play for the Pirates. He's gone to the dreaded Cardinals. We have to let him go. You get a Viking funeral now for your J.J. Weatherholt fandom.
And
you can't claim
him. In 5 years, they'll call him up. He'll hit 315 as a rookie.
he'll come up as a mid-season call-up or something like that, and he will be sporting a 1,200 OPS in his first 100 plate appearances.
He was a WVU guy.
He will rip their guts out. He'll homer off of Paul Skeens in a crucial September game in 3 years to put the Cardinals a game ahead in the division.
I like Mason Miller a lot. I root for him to be great. I hope that eventually he gets to play in Vegas instead of that dump where there's raw sewage everywhere and they make you pay for your own soda. In Oakland, your own pop with the A's.
You're like actually on the team.
Yeah, David Justice was very upset about that in Moneyball.
Yeah.
And they have old crappy coffee machines. I'm pretty sure we have better coffee here. So I want him to eventually find much greener pastures because he deserves it. He's earned it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Pirates to unload for him specifically. Like if I were going to draw up or dream up big, giant trade, I don't want to give up a lot of top prospects for someone that's only going to get me 3 or 4 outs at the end of the game.
That's correct. And usually those guys don't require big top prospects, so you'd be almost...
Well, sometimes they do. Look at the Chapman deal when he went from
who went back
the Yankees
the
to the Cubs. Torres did. And that was for a rental.
I feel like
Mason Miller's got, like, what, 5 years, 6 years left on his deal?
I feel like that's one of the few recent examples where, A, it was a truly huge name, I guess, and, B, I can remember it being a very big-name player. It just always feels like those guys, if you just wait it out, end up being available for less than you'd think.
David Todd, who I think used to like me, but now I'm pretty sure hates me,
okay,
tweeted something out that said, I'm fine with the idea that Bubba Chandler is too much for Brent Rooker. Now, I didn't know that this was even being discussed. Did you guys know about projected deal?
No.
Nani, is this the first time you're hearing
Zeiss
about this?
Zeiss was the newsbreaker last...
Oh,
we had
Taylor
a source
Ward.
Off,
we did.
And he and Robert Murray, you want to talk about coming, you know, verbally almost, you might say. Zeiss ignored him, but Murray just poo-pooed the whole thing.
So Rooker is the A's DH, and
yes,
he's 29, so he's a late bloomer like Garrett Jones. But over the last 2 years, he has 51 home runs, and he has, I think his OPS is over 800.
The last two seasons combined?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well over. He's at like 870 for the last 2 years. He
would be the Pirates' second best hitter behind Reynolds.
He also, it appears, even though this is what I always wonder with guys like him that are righty power bats, would the power play at PNC Park? Certainly seems like it. A big dude like that. It doesn't seem like he's hitting cheapies in that dump of a stadium.
You have Jones, Skeens, Keller locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You have Oviedo coming back from Tommy John. You have Falter, 5. You have Ortiz, 6.
I might move Ortiz ahead of Falter.
I know,
right
you're
naming names. I get it.
You have
Braxton Ashcraft.
Ashcraft, thank you. That's 7. Am I forgetting anybody else who can start?
Did you say Solometo eventually?
I did not. 8, Harrington, 9, Burroughs, 10. If the A's want Bubba Chandler for Brent Rooker, I'm giving them Bubba Chandler for Brent Rooker.
He's going to be with
you. I'm fine
you.
With the idea that Bubba Chandler is too
years.
Much. How is he too much? Is he so he's a top... Is Chandler considered a top 100 prospect by
the
experts?
I think he's moved well ahead of Solometo now. Because Solometo.
Solometo, they pretty much shut down. Made him go all the way down to maybe single A. He was so bad for Altoona.
Yeah, we tried to stay on top of that. He is ranked right now as MLB.com's list. He's their top guy. He's ahead of
Chandler?
He's ahead of Tamar Johnson now. I'm trying to see where they, like... It's not helpful that they don't say where he would actually be relative to the rest of the league here.
And when you say that, you mean like top 100
he's,
prospect?
MLB has Chandler 51st.
Okay. What are they, then he's clearly moved ahead of Tamar Johnson, who we've heard has been sliding more. Almost all so Solometo, Harrington, Ashcraft, Burroughs. All still ranked in their organizational top 10. Burrow's the lowest at 9.
If Rooker was 25 instead of 29,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to trade 3 Bubba Chandlers for him.
Correct.
Maybe more.
He's also a guy where if you were to get him, you have him through 2028, or he becomes a free agent in 2028, you're almost certainly, for arbitration prices, getting the best of Brent Rooker.
What an underrated hitter he is. this year. What an unbelievably under the radar, because he plays for a horrible team and no one gives a rat's ass about them. He's hitting .291 with 21 bombs and 62 RBIs. He's been better than Reynolds.
He's been just really good overall. He's got a weird arc, too, where he had two seasons in Minnesota. The one semi-full season, he was terrible.
Donnie, would you make that deal?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean,
but the only place I saw it was David Todd.
So he
tweeting
just,
about it. Who else has it?
So just out of whole cloth, he said
I'm fine with. He made it sound like he was reacting or responding to something,
sure,
and I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Maybe he.
And
was,
I even tried to stay up on these things when I was on leave. I mean, I didn't completely unplug myself.
Well, yeah, we could tell because you were still tweeting. I went and did a DC radio hit, and half of their questions were prefaced by, you know, your co-host.
No, it was not.
Yes, swear to God. Your co-host, they asked me about Skeens because they just wanted me on Friday to talk Skeens being pulled from that game. And they said, you seem to have a much more like rational, level-headed, reasonable view on this than your co-host, judging by his Twitter. And I said, judging by his Twitter, I have a more rational outlook on everything. But yeah, they were just completely enamored by how insane you are on Twitter. And that's the junkies down there. They're a big deal.
But I don't think there's any difference between. Do you think there's a Twitter pony and a real pony? You sense that they're two different.
The way you convey your thoughts on Twitter, where every second word has a period behind it, I think makes people feel like they're
like
having.
Like I'm sending out an urgent message.
Like
on
you're
a telegraph.
Like tapping. Yeah, you're
stop.
Like stop. Yes, Paul Skeens. Stop. Will be. Stop. The best. Stop. Pitcher in baseball. Stop. Yes, it sounds. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It makes me feel like I'm having a seizure when I read it.
3:30, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia today. Aaron Judge was asked by Jason Mackey, he will join us at 5:30, about Paul Skeens. Quote, he's an incredible pitcher. What he's done for the game in such a short amount of time has been huge. Aaron Judge won't face Paul Skeens in the All-Star game. Because Skeens will go 1-2-3 in the first inning, and the people will not get what they want in the bottom
Skeens
of the first.
Really has been incredible in so far as you have seemingly tried to jinx him into oblivion via Twitter, and he appears to be pony jinx proof. I actually just sent out a tweet that had a list, it just had a search result of all of the most insane tweets you sent about him, and I said, the man has overcome this, there's nothing that can stop him.
Not only that, but on the showdown last Sunday, I was asked by Pop, how will the Pirates close out the first half of the season? And I said 6-1. My predictive power's changing.
I mean, it's all coming up pony. Who else was on the show with you?
Cabali and Jeff. Cabali predicted, I think, 2-5.
He said 3-4.
Oh. I have another prediction. Big raise for Malzi before 2024 is over.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Thank you.
Let's see how good of a heater I'm really on.
I think you're about to. Suddenly, it's getting cold in here.
All right. Can we go over where we are in Bucko Auction House? Let's just reset how this works.
Nope. Lost the files.
We, from spring training on, periodically, we step into the Bucko Auction House. A Pirates prop, whether it's a player or a team prop, gets put out there. We bid on a number, and whoever wins the bid gets that stat. And then if the player achieves or exceeds that bet, we get a point. If they don't, we lose a point. And last year, Donnie won and ended up getting home plate club tickets to see Paul Skeens debut as a result of that.
Pretty good.
And I think the offer's on the table again this year. To the winner
of
this.
Well, I was going to say, you guys can discuss that amongst yourself because I know who ain't winning.
Do you want to go round by round?
Yes.
Tony? How did you want to do it?
Yeah, give us round by round.
So round one, this first one was ponies, and I believe he's in very good shape here. Paul Skeens' ERA in the majors, better than 3.58.
Yeah,
you would have to implode.
You're in very good shape.
Why did you guys let me get that one?
I don't know. I thought he might struggle a little bit. I mean, most guys don't just carry a 190 ERA through their first 11 starts as a major league pitcher a year after they got drafted, Pony. How low would you have gone there, though? 2.5?
Probably. Kyle Nicklaus has a 3.68 ERA.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel much better about this.
Next awesome. One, me not looking great. O'Neal Cruz home runs 32 or more.
He is at 14.
He'd have to go on a big heater.
I think it's possible.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. He gets on a heater. He's the kind of guy who could be at 22 before you blink. Like, it could be mid-August, and he's at 22, 23, and then suddenly you're starting to believe, Donnie.
Now, this next one may be
out. I highlight the ones that are winners in bold on my sheet, tracking them, and then the losers, the minus ones, are in red. I already put red on this.
Henry Davis batting average, better than 245.
Who did that one?
Me. He sucks. He sucks. He's been hurt. I feel bad. He's had concussion issues. He also just sucks.
Another one down to the wire for me. Pirates win total, 77 or more. I'm
starting to feel better for you about that. They got pitching, man.
They're on pace to go 81 and 81 right now. That looks like a winner.
You need 78 to win, and I think you're going to get it.
Next one, another one for me. Jared Jones ERA, better than 4.22.
Ooh, when did we do that one?
5-3-24. That one I still think is good.
That's a really good one.
He's mid threes. I don't think he's going to blow up when he comes back.
And that's Donnie's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this next one, I think this is
a Malzy W. Feel good about this one, finally.
Paul Skeens, major league strikeouts, 131 or more.
Need 132. He's going to get
there. He's at 89.
He's going to get there.
Sawinski home run. This is Pony, 18 or more.
That looked like it was dead in the water before they brought Josh Palacios here and said, hey, kid, if you don't hit a home run tonight, you're going to get sent down to Indianapolis. That woke him up, and now he's on 9.
Yeah, but he's still...
He had, he's had a good July, Chris.
I mean, by Jack Sawinski standards, maybe.
We know how the torrid stretches can occur with him. And
Jack Sawinski in July,
nine home runs in August, for all we know. He could also hit .140 with one home run.
Three home runs this month, yeah. I mean, better than he has been.
The round on May 14th is what we will call tough luck. Malzy, Rowdy Tellez hits for the rest of May. He got it at 5+. He did not get there, and then he became the hottest hitter in their lineup. The moment the calendar changed to June.
I hate this so much. I hate this next one probably even more.
And then the next one was Jones and Skeen strikeouts through the All-Star break.
Combined total for those two from that day forward.
131+, I believe Malzy came up like 8 short.
One pretty much typical Jones start short. Which, wait a minute. Why was that? Because they just put him on the IL. He gets one more start. I suspect I'm either literally winning on the number 132 that I needed or pushing it at 131.
Do we have any Malzy winners right now?
Shut up.
That's
my
one.
Answer to you. Shut up.
There was an early one that was.
No, go to June 3rd. It gets even better for me.
Yes,
thanks
it does.
To Henry Davis, who I'm already putting this in red.
Major league home runs, 10+, Malzy.
Why did you keep doubling down on him?
I wanted to hopefully, sweep in like a big boom of points here because I wanted to believe, A, he wouldn't get hurt, and B, that whatever had happened at AAA had just kind of reset him. It turns out that the thing with Henry Davis is not that he has this batting stance or that, or the Pirates are jerking him around as far as positions on the field or whatever. It's that he can't hit major league pitching. That's his Billy, this is Henry Davis. He has everything you want from a makeup perspective. He's tough, he's hard-nosed, he's gritty. There's just one problem. He can't bat a pitched ball.
The next one also, Malzy, Bailey Falter.
I feel okay about this.
ERA better than 4.49.
I feel all right. He's at 4.08. I still think he's a pretty good pitcher.
Then the final round that we did on June 24th.
Another tough luck, Malzy.
This one is Pony. David Bednar saves 29 or more.
He's at, where is he? 17. I'm okay with that.
He's going to get there.
Next one is Malzy. The Holderman and Chapman combined saves 8+.
How many did they blow combined while he was out? 3? Maybe 4?
Well, they're at 4 right now.
But how many did they blow?
Oh,
those two.
I think 2 or 3. Easy.
Yeah, I mean,
so I would have been right
there
at the number.
There were times where it got blown in the 8th inning, but that you could have imagined you would have picked up another one.
I'm getting screwed over royally.
This
here.
Is your own doing. You made these bets. No,
no I'm getting screwed over by these players not doing their jobs.
And then the
it's
final
their fault,
one
not mine.
Was me, Brian Reynolds OPS better than 806.
Oh, wow.
Very good shape.
You bought at the right time there. He's at 834. and
it's
rising.
It's like buying Apple stock right there. I bought, what is it? I don't know, GameStop.
Do you still have it?
No, I didn't actually buy GameStop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.